You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I'm very happy to have the wonderful, beautiful Rachel. Obviously, we're on radio, but you have to take my word for it. The lovely, beautiful Rachel, my wife, is back on. She had to miss last week. It was all a bit crazy, wasn't it?
It was.
So she's back with us today, and so I'm delighted to have her on for a few moments to chat about what's happening. We've had quite a few people, first and foremost, asking where you were, but we've had a couple of questions coming in, actually. It's a bit of a personal nature, but they're asking, how did we meet? How was it you got to,
marry me? You?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want the long story or the short story? So I'll try and make it not too long. It starts with my mother actually sending me a clipping of apparently there is a new candidate for Tamaki. I live in the Tamaki electorate and I'd been involved in the National Party.
Sorry, just jump in there. When she sent you the note about this new candidate, did she have any adjectives, you know, handsome?
No.
Charming.
Yes. Single.
Single.
Anyway, I'd been supporting the National Party locally, just delivering flyers and that ran our candidate, Alan Peachey, but unfortunately he became very ill and passed away. So my mother had sent me this little clipping of the Simon O'Connor guy, and he was single, but that said, I wasn't really interested in that anyway. So I went to the candidate meeting in the St. Ignatius School Hall, and there he was in a crowded room. Again, I still didn't think very much, but there was an invitation to invite him to your home just to meet locals. I'd lived in the area for a couple of decades and Simon was new to the area. So I thought, may as well, you know, I want to get in and support him. So that's what happened. I invited him to my home, and the very short story is he never left. But that would be missing out a lot of details if I
I remember that meeting actually up in St. Ignatius Hall very, very well, not just because of yourself, but for me personally, it was exceptionally, exceptionally busy time, but you did catch my attention. But I think it would be fair to say neither of us were particularly seeking relationships at the time.
Not at all. So came to my home, chatted away, met my family, met some of my friends. He was super busy campaigning. And then he just, thanked me. I think we had email, thanked me and said, we should catch up sometime. This is Simon said that this catch up for a coffee sometime. I'd like to hear your viewpoints on, I can't remember what, something to do with politics. So I caught up for coffee. Then there was, we need to catch up for lunch and find out about something else. And then he just happened to, did you have the arts portfolio? Is that correct? Or something like that?
Actually, I can't remember. I don't think I had the portfolio because I was only a candidate at the time, but I was very interested.
Once I got elected.
I was certainly had an interest in the arts and was being chased, if you will, by various organisations around Auckland. So I got lots of tickets
free
and invites.
Tickets. So he just happened to have lots of free tickets for concerts and theatre and that sort of thing. And he just happened to need somebody to come along with him. And I just, by this stage, happened to always be available no matter what else I had going on in my life. Because by that time, do I declare I was smitten?
I was probably a bit slower myself, to be honest, insofar as A, intrigued by you, but also fascinated just by people. I loved conversations. And, you know, I was struck a little bit by you. You were now, you're basically a solo mum with five kids. So for me, like, hey, well, come on out. Let's, you know, enjoy various evenings and be at performances, philharmonic, whatever. But it's just sort of funny how it all developed from there.
So, yeah, basically many, many, many months later, and I didn't even know where he was thinking, but he just kept asking me out. Then finally, you can say, at the opera.
At the opera. That's right. Rigoletto, for those who are well-cultured and want to know, it was Rigoletto. It was quite the opera, actually, quite the opera. But yeah, I eventually got there. We're going to have to stop it there because I know you've got to get back to your work, and I better carry on here as well. We might have to pick up the rest of the story another time. But Rachel, thanks so much. Part two, or part three and four, who knows? Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for joining me, love.
Bye.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.